Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Oh.
Adorable.
This thing's sweet.
Said Sharon. You like that?
I do. Aww.
Oh.
Ow.
Ed, man.
Yeah, boy. He's unstoppable.
Boy, yep. Jane really saw that one coming, didn't she?
Jane.
Yeah. Way to pick him, Jane.
Is that, Jane, is that your biggest accomplishment, other than your, you know, personal career, whatever, your marriage, your kid? Is that like your biggest accomplishment, professionally speaking? Text me back.
It's making Ed Sheeran famous.
Other than your marriage, your kid, your daily radio show, rising up through the ranks.
Is that where you hang your hat, right?
As a female
Ed
broadcaster, to be the number one afternoon DJ in Market 4, music director under Michael Martin.
Yeah, APD.
Right. But Ed Sheeran, right? I mean, that's
that's
clearly
the one, right?
Someone that'll be on her tombstone. I discovered Ed Sheeran, the first person to play him on the air. Anyway, hey, I wanted to thank Cindy Blackman Santana again.
That was so fun.
Fun Party Splash is her song, and that's available on iTunes or cindyblackmansantana.com. Just gonna check that out. All right, it is in fact Coldplay time. Whom, embrace yourself. Coldplay is going to be at Levi Stadium on October 4th, and you can be there too. Call 97 right now. Gets a pair of tickets, 800-400-3697. Tickets for caller number 97. We're doing this all day, 9, noon, 3, and 5 all this week. So Coldplay fan alert. Call now and win the tickets.
That's the same number you can send a text to. We got a lot of texts this morning. 408 says, Cindy is great. A voice so soothing, she could read bedtime stories.
Mm. Maybe she should do the podcast for the relaxation tapes with the...
Actually, some people wrote in and said they'd love to hear your podcast of relaxation.
Yeah, I'm going to put out a series of podcasts with this sound, and it's going to be go to sleep podcasts.
I would, you know...
Accompaniment by...
By Bryn.
I was telling you, just the other night, I ended up... in bed with my daughter, trying to get her to, I'm scratching her back, and I'm trying to get her to lay down and go to sleep, and I give her a couple minutes, and then I'm like, and she turns right around, where are you going? I'm like, I'm leaving, dude.
What you can do is you get my podcast, Vinny, and then you just press go on that.
So that's one of the things I resorted to. I remember in sixth grade, Mrs. Gilbert would do these little, what you were doing, the let your body go. Imagine yourself on a cloud. Relax every muscle.
Oh, imagine yourself on a cloud. That's nice.
Relax your fingers.
Right.
Relax your hands.
Really
that tension in your shoulders, let that go. Mm. Roll those out. Your ribs, let your lungs breathe deep and push against your rib cage. So I'm trying that on a four-year-old as I'm sitting there like, it didn't go. As soon as I got up, she's like, where are you going? I'm like, okay.
This is what you should say. Imagine you're having tea with a bunch of princesses, and they're all complimenting you on the cookies that you've provided.
That's a good one. I didn't think of that.
I think, go for things that kids are interested in.
In the end, I just said, that's it. I'm leaving. Dad's got stuff to do.
A pond with lily pads.
We're done
and
talking
frogs.
About this.
You guys have to kiss all the frogs and see if any of them is a prince. You.
I've had it. It's not fair. Dad has to go to bed at 8 p.m. I've got like 1 minute before I have to turn in. Let me go watch a show, would ya? God.
You're riling her up now.
I know. Well, that's why I'm not good at that. Mm. Where was I?
My podcast available on iTunes.
Sarah, you should do an ASMR video.
What's that?
I don't. What?
ASMR?
You're asking me?
Hey, look it up. ASMR.
Play the Empower You song. What's that?
Oh, that's the one Hooman sings.
That's from a long... That was before he was back.
That was?
I don't know.
Paid $3,000 to do a weekend camp called Empower You.
Oh, is this the enema camp?
No, it was before the anime
that
camp.
Excursion.
Yeah. And he came back and was all empowered, and they have a theme song that they all sing together called Empower You, and he sang it.
Did that last longer than the enema? The enemas lasted a long time.
They did.
Enema camp went on for like 2 years.
It did seem like he was really into enema camp. But no, Empower You camp was, the song was like, Empower You.
Who's
it by? Empowered me. The Empower You Corporation.
Which camp gave you better results? Empower You or enema camp?
He's counting.
I'd say Gerson.
Gerson did.
Gerson Institute, the enemas.
Do you remember how the Empower You song goes, though?
Or who was it by, Hooman?
I don't know who sings. It was a long
time ago.
You
were there. You
well,
lived
they all
with them.
Sang it. Everybody
like
at the camp. It was a camp song.
Sing it.
Sing me the song.
You sang it right. Good job.
What are the lyrics? Well,
aren't there words,
to him.
Though?
He knows you. The exact day he started working here, but he's like, I can't remember the 2004. That was so long ago.
This is significant. Though the Gerson thing or the Empower You thing isn't as significant as this job.
Oh, that's good to know.
Okay.
I remember back in the 70s going to Catalina Island with my parents. On the boat, Santana was playing. That started me into music, says 415.
Funny.
That's a good memory.
Santana, I didn't get to mention, we didn't have nearly enough time with her. Santana's like his own genre. Like Rush is its own genre. I think Santana's his own thing. He's got his own sound. And my kid who's three and has pretty crummy taste in music, likes Frozen, you know? I mean, that's a bummer.
Let it go.
It's a super big disappointment. But my kid.
Oh my God, she's so much like a kid.
She's three.
God.
Can pick out Santana. Knows it. Yeah. Oh, there's
he's
Santana.
Got a
Yay!
Signature sound. There's no question.
Yeah.
That was very relaxing, Sarah, says 408.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
A restaurant here in SF, you would eat in bed and they would serve you their salad on a dustpan. I couldn't eat it. Gross.
Oh.
So
on a dustpan, you're eating in bed? You should come in a bedpan. Hello.
Some people have sent in texts regarding Houston and the surrounding area. They still need a lot of donations. Not only do the people need help, the people's pets need help too. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of resources at RadioAlice.com. If you have the ability to do so, that the pets, the people, everybody needs help there. Some of the pet stories are heartbreaking. Mm. And it's hard when in comparison to humans, where do you put your... That's a toughie.
Pets are people, too.
Vinny, I've got a little Brit in me. Scott, sorry about that. How drunk was I last night? Scott's not British. He's not a royal. He just pretends to be.
I think he's an Italian citizen, isn't he?
That's, I think, what he says.
Didn't he, make up a grandmother on that side so that he could get a passport from them?
Yeah, he's working some angle.
Yeah.
He's always working
some angle. It's all about the angle.
I'd listen to a relaxing meditation podcast from Sarah, says 510.
Yeah, I'm going to put one out and just put everybody to sleep.
Vinny, please text or call me about your DNA test. I wanted to find out where I was from, too, and I found out my dad wasn't my dad. I just want to make sure you understand what can happen. Yeah, I'm good. It's okay. Whatever comes in.
Can you imagine finding that out?
Well, I told you that story back when we were talking about this the first time. Plenty of people have found... Well, who was telling us the story?
Oh, my God.
Oh, it was Liam. Liam, when he was in, was saying that one of his good friends was always thought he was a Polish guy and and they would visit the family and have Polish meals and... And then he went and got the DNA test and found out he's not Polish at all. And that's when they said, you're adopted.
That's right. Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
The foodie chap, when he was in here, he told us that story.
He was great on The Secret Show.
He'll be back in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Betting Hooman has some African or other in there. We are all mutts.
Yeah.
Yes, most of Americans are mud. We just want to know what kind.
It'd be nice to find out that you had a million different cultures in you. Just like a citizen of the world, you know? Mm-hmm. Kind of like that.
Yeah, I mean, I think the only really profound stories are like the one we just told, or when you find out someone who's been racist and finds out they have something they're against in them. Boy, that's some justice.
Yeah, it is.
Was that you?
What?
Never mind.
Did you find out what ASBM is?
Or oh, it was something along those lines. I forget what it stands for, but it had something to do with the soothing sounds.
Oh.
Yeah, getting to sleep or something like that.
Can you guys ask Cindy what it's like to be a woman in a pretty male-dominated profession? Has she ever experienced any discrimination? Any advice for women in male-dominated professions? No, she left.
Yeah, she...
Sorry.
We got to almost nothing that we had ready for her. She just, you know, 20 minutes goes by fast.
Yeah.
707 says, Cindy is beautiful. Damn.
I know. She's quite a presence. It's really... She's wiry, too. Like, I was watching a bunch of her videos yesterday. She was fully dressed.
Killer body.
Killer body. Like, I was watching some of these videos, and they had them from all different angles. She had just, like, a tank top on, and her arms are just amazing.
You see those muscles?
She's so muscular.
Yeah. In a good way.
Yeah, oh, yeah. She's really lean.
Yeah, I had on my notes, I wanted to ask her as they... Drummers seem to suffer health issues, whether it's back or...
A lot of joint stuff.
She doesn't seem to.
No.
You know what we didn't get to? You kind of started to go that direction as she was saying she practices, but she was saying she practices by herself.
Yeah.
So there's not a lot of husband-wife jamming, I guess.
Well, I was going to ask that, and I just didn't... there wasn't a good end point for it, because I'm always interested, and we've talked about this a million times, like, you know, musicians who... they make music for pleasure too. Like, does the whole family gather around after Thanksgiving dinner and work off the turkey by having a drum circle or singing or whatever? Drum circles are super fun. Don't knock a drum circle. Everybody gets to, you know, participate, and it's fun.
You really do drum circles?
Sure. You've never been in a drum circle?
No.
I mean, not like a fancy one, like at the park or anything, but...
Yeah, I'm the only one, Yizzy?
I must confess, I never have, unfortunately.
Drum circles, no.
Well, next time you're at my house, we'll do a big drum circle.
I'll watch.
It's way more... No, it's way more... That's the thing about the drum circle.
My hands are going to be busy with two drinks.
You got a point.
What better time than now, though, when you brought in all the percussion instruments over there?
Oh, should we do our own drum circle?
No, we're not doing
a
drum circle.
Do it live.
I want to keep Vinny interested in the show.
Loving this interview with Cindy this morning, making my commute into work fabulous.
Oh, good. I'm glad people enjoyed it. She's fascinating. It was fun. It was sort of, you know, out of our normal realm of people to talk to, and it was interesting. I wish we had gone kind of down that, you know, male-dominated field thing, but we just didn't have time. There was a lot we didn't get to.
John will find out he's related to Danny and end it. But once he finds out she's pregnant, he won't want his child to be a bastard, so he'll marry her.
Oh, that'll be great.
Boy, all these theories.
Yeah, that was a Game of Thrones thing, in case anyone wasn't following along. Oh, God, I'm so sad that show's... Oh, by the way, in case you didn't hear it earlier, the show is over for now. They're going to start filming again in October, but there is a 7-part Behind the Game series, the first episode of which is already out. I assume it's a HBO Go thing, or it's available on HBO on demand or whatever. But they're doing a 7-part series behind the throne, or Behind the Game, whatever it's called.
What does Hooman think of the Joel Osteen controversy? A good Christian opens the doors of their church, right?
And stands in the doors yelling, "Come in, my flock."
Yeah,
even if you're not in my flock, come in.
It's I don't know.
Unfortunate?
Yeah, it's unfortunate. And you know what? He's not going to open up the doors of his church.
I thought he said they were already open.
They're going to be open once the shelters are full. Then he'll open up his church.
Hmm. 925 says, "You guys, you're confusing Midnight Cowboy with Midnight Express."
I know.
Yeah, and Rhinestone Cowboy. Really?
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
We did that.
We've done worse.
True. Every day.
They're all.
All day.
They're all movies that start from the 70s, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were little kids. It's not like that was...
Right. Was it really our time?
Yeah, I don't go around claiming Midnight Express or Cowboy as favorites. Lots of people wrote in about that.
But some people will just shake their heads when they listen to us. Sarah. Like, oh, no.
Oh, don't be ridiculous, 415. She's friends with Sammy. Sarah, I have an extra ticket for Sammy Hagar benefit at Sweetwater this Monday. Want to go? She could just call Sammy.
I don't go to stuff on Monday nights. I'm so sorry. I have a couple friends who are going to that. I just,
you do?
Yeah, I can't do it. Plus, it's a benefit. I would totally pay for a ticket. Like, I don't ask for free stuff when it's a...
What's it for?
I can't remember what he's raising money for. Is it... this has been in the works, right?
I don't even...
I'm not positive.
What was the text, Vinny?
It didn't say what the benefit is for. It just said it's at Sweetwater on Monday night, and it's Sammy Hagar.
Okay.
I wonder if it's about Harvey, if you put it together fast.
Mm. Oh, that would be really fast.
Yeah, that would be.
Oh, a kiddo benefit.
Oh,
510 says, thank you for recommending Ready Player One. I have problems sleeping lately, and this book was fascinating. Have you read any more good books recently that will keep me company when I can't sleep? Love you, morning family. Mm. Yeah,
we
have a whole book list at RadioAlice.com.
We do. What do you type in? Just Sarah and Vinny books?
I think you could find it that way.
My mom lives only 2 miles from me and used to just stop by. I had to tell her, please call first. This is about the doorbell.
The doorbell, yeah. I don't like to stop by just because it's so avoidable now. I want to know when someone's coming. And I don't like when people drop in because if you're in the middle of something, then you have to stop it and...
Entertain.
Mm-hmm. And I am not dressed at home a lot. Like, I'm a person who goes home and puts on sweatpants and...
Your grubbies.
Just your grubbies, especially on the weekends. Forget it. You're lucky if I showered within 24 hours.
So I disconnected our doorbell. Problem solved, says 510. 707, hate the drop-in. Give me 10-minute warning at least.
Yeah. And then it also gives you the opportunity to say, I'm so sorry, it's just not a good time. Come back again another day.
Or not.
Yeah, or never again. We'll just text, okay?
A lot of people wrote in because there had been speculation about why people didn't leave Houston, why people stayed, whatever. Houston didn't have evacuation order, says 408. That's why so many people are still there.
So this was a surprise on many
levels.
To even
the people who knew. In fact, FEMA released a 500-year flood report for Houston just a few weeks ago, and this flood blew it out of the water. No one was prepared.
Oh, wow.
That's,
it's just devastating what you're seeing on the news right now.
It's nature.
She does not care.
Right. A lot of people were told to shelter in place. Authorities did not foresee the water to go as far as it did.
And it continues. All the relief efforts that are happening, or a lot of them anywhere, are listed at RadioAlice.com. If there's, you know, if you feel like you can help, please.
415 says, to the recent texter who said, you saw what happened to the Superdome. Excuse me, who bleeping cares about preserving the Superdome during a disaster when people are displaced, stranded, and dying? Sheesh. Discouraged beyond belief. Yeah, I mean, that's...
Go wherever you gotta go.
The place got torn up, but they fixed it up after the fact.
Well, it was more about just the horrible conditions...
They had to live in.
Right. Like, it really wasn't a great place to shelter. Because there they were stuck in this place where there was, you know, poop in the halls. I mean, it was a nightmare.
Let's see. Record player and albums are an experience. Can't compare it to digital collection. Depending on my mood, sometimes it's nice to put on an album and listen to one artist all the way. Group of songs from one side to the next. I agree, but I find myself still, because I just don't have the time... I listen to a whole album, but I do it on my digital collection.
Right.
I have that record player, but I have to get up, switch it over on the amp, and find the
album you want to listen to, pull it out of the sleeve.
It's so much easier.
Set it up, dust everything.
I have access to everything on the computer.
It is. It's so easy. And even just like your little, you know, the Echo device, whose name I won't say because I'll wake yours up. Just tell it to play. You can say, play this band or this album, or I mean, just so easy, so much easier just to yell at your devices.
a lot of people wrote in when we mentioned Whole Foods and said, you can get those devices now at Whole Foods, too.
Is that so?
Well, owned by Amazon. Mm-hmm. Whole Foods by Amazon.
Interesting. I am interested to see how the whole thing shakes out. I just don't want them to ruin Whole Foods.
I'm sure the Amazon stockholders, it's a really positive thing. Isn't it?
I haven't looked. I don't do that every day, Vin.
Oh.
Unlike some people I know who check their stocks every day.
Snap is up, everybody. Snap is up.
Oh, that's good.
I mean, not up all the way back to where it should be. I'm still way down, way, way, way down. But up a little bit from where it was, from its low.
Right. You're not at the bottom.
I was looking for the Sarah and Vinny book list. People are saying they can't find it. I went into RadioAlice.com, went to the search, and typed in book list, and it comes right up.
Oh, great.
That's all up for the text. We'll be back right after these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Thanks again to Cindy Blackman Santana for coming by today. You can find her single, Fun Party Splash. It's available on iTunes or cindyblackmansantana.com. She was super fun to talk to today.
Very nice.
I really liked her.
It was great. So that's going to do it for us. I hope you have a great Tuesday. We are going to go do a secret show, so you can find that around noon or so at RadioAlice.com or wherever you pull your podcasts from. And that is all. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.